Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm very excited to be here, as always. And we have a lot to get to. Something I want to talk about in this first hour that I've noticed, and I know everyone's noticed it, and I know none of us are surprised, but I still have to vent. That's what this show is for me. It's a chance for me to vent and for you to vent as well. The reporters, the journalists, the activists with press passes, they continue to kind of amaze me. It's not that I expected them to ever ask a hard question, but it's how comfortable they are with having Jen Psaki lie to their faces. Whether you're watching Nora O'Donnell, Leslie Stahl, Caitlin Collins, anybody, they just nod. They're big nodders now. They just, good, yeah. Peter Alexander with his big smile, giving Joe Biden these eyes that say, come on, Grandpa, you can do it. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. I can't understand, and my blood boils, especially when the level of confidence you have to have in zero pushback to throw out a whopper like Jen Psaki did yesterday. I didn't get to spend enough time on this whopper, but the more I started thinking about it, the more it enraged me. Because you can say what you want about the Trump administration. They were very clear about the border. They were very clear that if you came to the border, you were not going to get in. And they were criticized for that. There was outrage because of that. And once Joe Biden entered office in January, there was a massive spike in people illegally crossing the southern border. Now, if you ask Yamiche Alcindor from PBS, this could be because Biden is a moral, decent man. Moral, decent man with a grandfathery whisper and a handsome jawline. What's not to love about Joe Biden? Now, if you ask other people with some sense, like Jessica Vaughn or anyone at Breitbart, people who cover this, Howie Carr, they could tell you that it's very obvious why this is happening, because it's not that There is an element of, yes, he's a patsy, we'll be able to get in, you know, this is what he ran on. At one point, he actually said during a debate, he said the word surge, like almost as a order or as a direction to illegal immigrants. We will surge the border. I'm paraphrasing, but he used the word surge. And that's all well and good. That's fine. But if you really want to get to the nitty gritty of it and the actual specifics, it's because the Biden administration, they were so gung-ho to reverse all of Trump's policies. And this really does speak to the knee jerk, I have to do the opposite of Orange Man on everything. I mean, this really has soaked the entire country in what we decide to do. People now want to wear masks, not because they have to, but because it's the opposite of what Orange Man would want. So we will wear a mask forever. You know, Donald Trump said kids need to go back to school. The left said schools need to stay shut forever. They have a knee-jerk reaction. So they brought that knee-jerk reaction to the border. And Biden said, we're going to reverse everything in record time. And they did. And it was a disaster. Border Patrol agents told them that it was going to be a disaster, too. Like they had plenty of warning, but they didn't care because, you know, it's all about feeling good. And this made them feel good. And now that the numbers are in, they come in every month and they're bad. They're high. They're record numbers. Jen Psaki got asked about this at her press conference yesterday. And this might be one of the most egregious lies she's told, because it was just, it was so obviously fake news. And she's lying to these reporters and nobody pushes back. And of course, her answer, because it's, we're never, you know, Trump might not be in the office anymore, but he's always there. He lives rent-free in their heads. So the answer to any question she gets asked about the border is, of course, Trump. Let's take a listen. Cut 10.
I wanted to provide a brief update on the situation at our southern border. After 4 years of an immigration system rooted in destructive and chaotic policies, President Biden is taking the challenge head on and is building a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system. That's our objective. After coming into office, our administration immediately jumped into action to address the influx of migrants at the border, something that began during and was exacerbated by the Trump administration.
I love all those words that don't mean anything. We're taking control. We're taking this head on. We jumped into action. We care. We are a moral, humane immigration system. But what have you done for me lately, Jen? What are you actually doing to fix the problem? This all sounds wonderful. I want to nominate her for a Profiles in Courage Award. It sounds that beautiful. But what does it actually accomplish? And then you have to get to the part that's the most hilarious part. If you're sitting there, I don't know how the people in the press briefings keep a straight face. The idea that this has always been happening is true, but this idea that it was this bad under Trump, you know, like they inherited this broken system. I'm reading from the Federalist. It says, it's true that the number of border apprehensions has been creeping up last fall under the Trump administration, from 71,945 in October 2020 to 78,444 in January. But from January to February, something happened between January to February. You remember this? Al Roker was fist bumping Joe Biden. You know, Jill and Joe were bringing PDA back to the White House. This was back when Major and Champ were really top-notch dogs. Their reputation has since kind of, you know, tanked. But you guys might remember something happened in January. From January to February, apprehensions jumped to more than 100,000. And again, from February to March, they jumped to more than 172,000. The highest monthly total since March of 2001. Everyone knows why, and anyone can read the data for themselves on the U.S. Customs and Border Protection website. So it's curious that Psaki would lie so blatantly. And I'm at a point now where if you lie enough times and nobody holds you responsible, it's like anything else in life. You know, if you throw enough tantrums and you keep getting your way and nobody puts their foot down, tantrums are the way you're going to go from here on out. If you're Jen Psaki and you lie and then you hand out your mother-in-law's cookies at all these press briefings and no one seems to care, and then you do a video about the White House cat and pineapple on pizza, why wouldn't you lie? It's a great thing to do. It works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I started thinking about how that's only one of the lies. But something I also wanted to mention about this confidence that the left has in just spewing absolute BS. I happened to catch a little bit of Joy Reid last night. I DVR her program. And I was watching it. I'm kidding, of course. I just saw it on Twitter. I wasn't actually watching the show. But she starts doing a rant on Caitlyn Jenner. And we'll get into that a little later. I do want to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. I happen to have a lot of knowledge about the Jenner Kardashian clan. And I think I could finally flex some of this knowledge. But she's doing a rant about Caitlyn Jenner and how Caitlyn Jenner does not speak for the trans community. Apparently, according to Joy Reid, she speaks for the trans community more than Caitlyn Jenner does, even though Caitlyn Jenner is part of the transgender community. But don't let those details bother you. The part of the monologue that really made my ears perk up was I heard words I hadn't heard in such a long time. You know, I go, oh my God, I forgot that used to be a thing people said. Listen to Joy Reid, cut 17.
We know that they don't actually care about fairness in girl sports, just like they don't actually care about unborn fetuses, because if they did care, they would also care about kids locked in cages, and that America's babies need affordable health care, too.
Kids locked in cages?
Kids locked in cages.
Kids locked in cages?
Also care about kids locked in cages.
Now, I do remember kids being locked in cages. But here's my problem with that. For Joy Reid to say that Republicans don't care about kids locked in cages, now correct me if I'm wrong. The Democrats were screaming bloody murder about kids in cages. Idina Menzel could not sleep because of kids in cages. Deborah Messing was distraught because of kids in cages. AOC was in a white jumpsuit and red lipstick down in a parking lot taking photos because of kids in cages. The only people who have since gone quiet on the kids in cages are these beautiful Hollywood virtue signaling elitist liberals. So I found that interesting, that not only are we supposed to accept the fact that this is all Trump's fault, but now they're throwing around kids in cages again. Now, can she talk about kids in cages, but it has like a little trademark only under Trump? Because she doesn't care about she does not care about the kids in plastic pods. That's the real story. When we get back, I'm going to open up the phone lines. We had a lot of great callers yesterday, and I'm in the mood to take some calls. 844-500-4242. What part of the lies drives you the most crazy? I think that for me, the border is definitely high up there on my list, hearing them lie about that day in and day out. But a close number two is not ever giving any credit to Trump for the vaccine. That also gets under my skin. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding call for offers because demand is so high. It really is. The market is hot right now. How do you as the seller know if you generated all of the money for your property and sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your cherished luxury car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value at auction. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted 11, 28, and even 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for the property. At the end of an auction, you know that no money was left on the table. You want to have an expert when you sell. When you sell your real estate traditionally, you pay the commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. 844-500-4242. We're taking calls for the hour. Let us know what drives you the craziest right now about the liars in this Biden-Harris administration. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
A little Dolly Parton on a Wednesday. Nothing wrong with that. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We're going over some of the talking points from the Biden-Harris administration that drive you the most crazy. I could also throw in the media, but we'd be here all day long. Their talking points are just, you know, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night and he made a great point. He's like, all they talk about on these shows is white supremacy. You would really think that if you lived in this bubble, that that was the most pressing issue in America. And maybe I'm wrong. I just don't believe it is. But maybe I don't have a finger on the pulse of what's really happening. All right, guys. So before we go to the calls, 844-500-4242, we got to do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What do you think is the root cause of the border challenge?
What are my options?
Is it that Biden is a moral, decent man, climate change, inherited a broken system, or it's just that time of year?
See, this is what I like to do now with poll questions. I like to leave you no good options because I find that's the hardest. And there are zero good options in this. So I'm going to say, because of her recent promotion, I'm going to go with Yamiche's idea. It's because he's a moral, decent man.
56% of the audience agrees with you that it's because Biden is a moral, decent man. 31% feel it's just that time of year, and 6% for climate change and inherited a broken system.
And nobody wants to talk about the lies. I mean, the fact checkers are all gone. You saw Daniel Dale yesterday. He called it, he didn't want to say lies in his fact checking piece, so he called it inaccurate stuff. Inaccurate stuff, not to be confused with number stuff, which also leads to a lot of inaccurate stuff. But I'm kind of amazed that these reporters, and no disrespect to Peter Ducey, because I know he does the best he can. He's the only one in there with any sense. But
you're a one-horse pony.
But to sit there while Jen Psaki does her circling back, smirking, I'm sorry, I missed that. What did you say? I missed the question. I'm sorry, huh? What? Routine. And move on. There's no good journalists left. Period. And I'm so happy that their ratings are crashing. Jared. I don't know if you saw this. So they moved out Allison Camerota from her CNN gig because I guess she was, which sounds wild, but I heard that it was because she's too moderate.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly. Allison has said some wacky things to be considered moderate. She was on Fox News at one point. I really liked her when she was on Fox. She was on the curvy couch. And then she went to CNN, and then she got moved out for somebody else. And the ratings just are plummeting. And I think I'm going to have a guest on in the next hour to talk about that good news. Because I think it's important, Jared, to pump some good news onto the airwaves. And when I see CNN, when I see their stocks plunging, I get very excited. I'm happy to see that. Chuck, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Grace. It's Chuck out in Seattle. The thing that drives me nuts with Psaki and Biden is that this is Obama 2.0. Everything's a previous administration's fault. Nothing. They're taking responsibility for absolutely nothing. And it just drives me absolutely, I can't watch the woman anymore. She is just insatiable to me.
No, but, I agree. It's painful to watch, Chuck, and I totally agree with you. And there's also another tactic they do that is very Obama-esque. They're always setting up, sometimes it's setting up straw men, like nobody thought we could do it. Nobody thought we could do it. Who said, you know, who's nobody? But then they also have a new tactic where they have these Republican voters who are their straw men, like, well, a lot of the people in Congress and the Senate don't agree with us, and we had to push this through party line, but there's a lot of Republican voters out there in America who agree with us. And I'm just like, give us a specific one time. It's all this jargon that doesn't mean anything. It's like infrastructure. These Republican voters are infrastructure. Nothing means anything anymore. Thank you for calling in, Chuck. I totally agree with you. I can't take it. And then we had Biden yesterday. And you understand now why when they bring him out for kind of a spur-of-the-moment speech, you really do start to appreciate how well-rested he was for his joint address. Because this was him yesterday, cut four.
Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.gov, or text your zip code to 438829.
Okay, now I'm gonna say something here. It's not the vaccine.gum the first time that throws me off. It's the fixing it to vaccine.gov and then reverting back to the gum. He circles back to the original gum, and that's where I get worried. All right, guys, I see you. It is the circle of life here at the Grace Curley Show. We'll be back, 844-500-4242. I see you on the phone lines. We'll take them all on the other side.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Some days I just get so overwhelmed with the stupidity in the news that I'm like, which way do I go? You know, like I'm about to walk in here. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to talk a little bit about CNN and Jake Tapper and that nonsense. And then Jared shows me a video of Kamala Harris kissing her husband, Doug, or Douglas, whichever one you prefer to call him. It's up to you. With a mask on, and he has a mask on. It's so dumb. And sometimes I say to myself, no, we're not doing COVID Karen mask segment today. You know, it's like my Dr. Fauci rant. I try to hold myself back, but then you show me that video and it sparks it for me. She's kissing him with a mask on. It takes your breath away. It really does. But I do want to talk here for a quick second about CNN, because I mentioned before that their ratings are plummeting, and I didn't give you guys enough information. And I know that you don't want to actually have to tune in to figure out who's on what show. So here's the deal, okay? They shifted Allison Camerota from her show on New Day, and they moved in a new anchor who I guess Jeff Zucker picked out because he thought that you know, she was going to be really good, and the ratings are even worse. It says 8 years later, it is clear the show is not a fan favorite. Last week, New Day recorded its lowest rated week all year in total viewers. The program last week also tied for the lowest rated week of the entire year in the critical 25 to 54 year old demographic. Shifting Camerota to an afternoon slot has not had the effect CNN would have preferred. The anchor spent 6 years on New Day, and the relaunch further highlights the instability of the morning show. So they relaunched it with Brianna Keeler. Now keep this name in mind, okay? So they relaunch it, ratings are still bad. And then I'm reading another story about Jake Tapper, and it says, CNN's Jake Tapper floats idea of banning some Republicans from his show. Because when you're on a struggling network and you can't seem to get viewers and half the country thinks that you're fake news, it's probably a good idea to make the pool of people on the show even smaller, you know, to make the bubble even tighter so that the echo chamber, there's no room for disagreement in the echo chamber. And I'm reading this and I'm looking for the quote from Tapper. And he says, how am I supposed to believe anything they say? Talking about Republicans and not trusting them coming on his show. Tapper asked New Day host John Berman and Brianna Keeler, if they're willing to lie about Joe Biden wanting to steal your hamburgers and QAnon and the big lie about the election, what are they not willing to lie about? Why should I put them on the TV? Well, I just wanted to give Jake Tapper this heads up, and it's very fitting that he should be on the lowest rated show on CNN after their lowest week in ratings. You don't have to worry about people watching people on your show and then, oh my God, Jake Tapper put this guy on his show and the guy lied and blah, 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 because no one's watching. So it really is, I go back to this all the time, but I think it's important. It's the tree in the forest, Jake. You know, it doesn't matter what happens on your show. If no one's watching, no one's going to be affected by it. So I want to take that off your plate so you feel a little bit better. Now, speaking of ratings, I know. I'm starting to get mean, I think, the older I get. But this also makes me happy. Anderson Cooper's Jeopardy ratings plummet below Dr. Oz. Remember Dr. Oz? He got so much crap from the liberal Twitterati. They were so mad that it was Dr. Oz and he's a quack and blah, blah, blah. Well, Anderson Cooper, the journalist, had his turn hosting Jeopardy last month. But his gig on the iconic game show pulled in the fewest viewers out of any guest so far. In his first week on Jeopardy, Cooper's ratings fell 7%, dropping down to 5.1, even worse than the controversial guest before him, Dr. Oz.
And they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden.
Let's be honest. Jeopardy's already kind of a smug show to begin with. I love Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek was the perfect host, and I will never say a bad word about him. But it is a show where, you know, especially really smart people love to watch it and show how smart they are. And I watch it every night. I'm not hating. But then when you have Anderson Cooper, who's already such a snob, hosting it, it's like, it's overkill, you know? I actually didn't mind Katie Kirk when she did it. But I'm happy to see that it's not working. And then another story I did want to talk about here is Black Lives Matter. See, I got this massive stack of stuff. I'm just trying to make my way through it. Black Lives Matter. Now, there was a New Jersey cop, and she was fired for her post where she was berating Black Lives Matter protesters as terrorists. And I want to open this up to people because we keep seeing this happen. We keep seeing people voicing their opinions. I'm going to read you this woman's opinion, and it's not crazy. You know, she doesn't throw out any slurs. She doesn't say anything inappropriate. She just says how she really feels about it. And she got fired. And I guess you could say she got fired for calling Black Lives Matter protesters terrorists, but the word terrorist is thrown around now all the time. Insurrection, terrorism, like all this stuff. The semantics of today are really incredible. You could listen to any politician. They probably say terrorist four times a day, describing all sorts of people and all sorts of groups. But listen to this. A New Jersey police officer who wrote on Facebook that Black Lives Matter protesters are terrorists who couldn't care less if she dies has been fired, a move ripped by her attorney as pandering to the far left. So she was writing under her username, Sarah Elizabeth. And this woman, Sarah Irwin, said her children were crying for her not to go to work on June 8th, 2 weeks after George Floyd's police custody death in Minneapolis sparked heated protests nationwide. This is what she said. Or this is what she wrote. I don't think I've ever felt the way I did last night. And then I watched people I know and others I care about going into harm's way. I love police family like my own. I've seen so many Black Lives Matter hashtags in these posts. Just to let you know, they are terrorists. They hate me. They hate my uniform. They don't care if I die. Six township employees, including five members of the police department, were put on leave for appearing to support Irwin's post. And then people say, and then people will say to me, oh, you know, it's so great that you speak your mind. You're so brave, you know. Oh, it's so I love my job, but I get paid to have an opinion. I have a boss who really supports freedom of speech. I don't blame people who work at, you know, corporations, who work at Coca-Cola, who work anywhere, who don't say diddly squat. Because that's the treatment you get. You voice your opinion, you get fired. That's 2021 in the United States of America, and it happens all the time. And that's why we have this culture of fear. That's what breeds cancel culture. And that's why people feel so forgotten, because it's like, oh, I can't even say how I feel without getting fired. And so she gets fired for this, okay? And then I see this story come across my desk. Diner pulls gun on armed BLM protesters in shocking video. A diner pulled a gun on armed Black Lives Matter protesters. This was in Kentucky when they stormed the outdoor area of an upscale restaurant on the day of the Kentucky Derby. The demonstrators were marching to Churchill Downs to demand justice for Breonna Taylor. Footage of the incident tweeted by a reporter at the newspaper shows Saturday's armed confrontation at La Chase. Some protesters intervened and urged the demonstrators to move away from the man who drew a gun. I watched the video. Quite a peaceful protest. That's all I'm going to say. And then I think you can kind of figure it out. But the guy drew his gun because he was terrified. And I believe what I saw was a woman who I think worked at the restaurant who was begging the Black Lives Matter people to leave them alone, to keep moving, to get out of the way, to stop wreaking havoc. And then you wonder why someone like Sarah Irwin, a New Jersey cop, says these people don't care if I live or die. We've seen it happen. We've seen it. If you compare the numbers of people who died during these Black Lives Matter protests versus people who have died at the insurrection that Joe Biden says is the worst thing that's happened since the Civil War, you'll notice something about the numbers. You'll notice one number is a lot bigger than the other. I don't understand how we got to this spot where people are so afraid to talk. And I guess that's what I'm wondering is, are people getting sick of hiding their political beliefs for fear of the consequences? Because I've seen a lot of people talk about how nothing is going to change until people start speaking up. But a lot of people just don't feel like they can. And I don't really blame them. I love when I see that mother who goes into the town committee and starts screaming about masks. I love that. I go, damn, girl, go. But I don't know if I would do it. I don't know if, you know, if I just had a regular job with, you know, a woke boss, a woke corporation, I don't think I would do it. I don't think I would post on Facebook. I think I would just let the world pass me by and say, it's not worth me losing my income to voice my opinion. And that's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, before I worked for this company, I did work for two major corporations like that. And that was the way I felt. I just, you know, it wasn't worth my even putting a company in a position to do that or whatever. You know, it wasn't worth it. So I didn't do anything at all.
And I think that is where the problem really happens. Because if you don't do anything, and if everyone feels like that, if only one side is allowed to talk, and not just talk, but scream and cry and protest, and the other half of the country can't do anything, can't even go out of the house without their masks on and go for a bike ride, then we have a serious, serious problem. When we get back, we'll continue talking about this. I also want to talk a little bit about the CIA video, because I always say this, but you think we have big problems. You know, you think that these places like the FBI, the DOJ, the guys at the border, ICE, they have actual issues that should be top priority. And the Biden administration seems hell-bent on just making sure that they are as woke as possible. It's really, really incredible. And we're going to play some of that commercial for you. And then I'm also going to play a little bit of Tucker Carlson's monologue last night, because it was absolutely hysterical. Allergy season is here. And that means one thing: you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. I had it on in the studio today. It works. It's so phenomenal. I mean, you can put it on in your kitchen, in your car, in your basement, whatever you have, you know, musty, damp smell, maybe odors from cooking, maybe animal like dog smells or anything like that. It works, and it really works for allergies.
Yeah, today the rain, of course, it's bringing all the pollen down and things are sprouting and growing. And actually, it was in the studio today. Where it is over in the corner is where the plug was in. And Taylor thought I was just like staring out the window wistfully, but no, I was actually by the thunderstorm because I was so stuffed up just from coming into the building. But the air with the thunderstorm was ionized. It was clean. It got rid of the allergens. It got rid of the pollutants. It can get rid of odors, like you said. It gets rid of viruses. And it cleared me up, honestly, in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a great small device. It doesn't require air filters. It's not going to take up a ton of room. And it's very, very quiet, which is awesome. Just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com. Click on the radio banner and use code word GRACE. When we get back, we'll play a little bit of Tucker Carlson. And I also have an update on Coca-Cola. Remember the diversity training where they asked them to be less white? Well, the guy who really was at the helm of that, who really helped create that slideshow, I believe, he's out at Coca-Cola, and we're going to talk about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley, she's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. I almost forgot. I might have to celebrate tonight. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Another thing I wanted to talk about here really quick is the fact that Phil Murphy's announcing that people can get free beer if you get vaccinated and you're over 21. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But exciting news in New Jersey. Lou, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, how you doing, Grace? Let me ask you, before I get to my point, when is your generation just going to get sick of all this wokeness? When are they going to just get so sick and tired of it they just reject it completely? I mean, like you were talking about, of course, anybody who loots and riots, condones looting and rioting, goes up to people in restaurants and intimidates them, they're a terrorist group, except with the left.
Right.
So BLM is definitely a terrorist group. So is Antifa, except with the left. There has been only one terrorist group in the United States and one terrorist attack, and that was on January 6th when a bunch of goofballs decided to go into the Capitol and create a little bit of havoc in there. They had no weapons at all. But the ones who attack police officers and who burn and riot and loot and do all this kind of other stuff, no, they're immune. You can't say anything about them. The other thing is that the whole craziness of this whole woke business. I mean, you showed the woman, you played the woman in the car yesterday with a police officer. Then they have this CIA recruiting thing. Have you heard that one?
Yes, yes. We are going to get into that right now, Lou. Yeah, keep
checking,
going.
And checking all the boxes. Is that the future for ourselves? Checking a bunch of boxes, watching our language, being controlled by people like Jake Tapper in the media and not saying anything that's absolutely the truth. We are in the bizarro world, Grace.
We are.
With
we
a
are,
bizarro
Lou.
President. With a bizarro president. That's what we have.
And you know what, Lou? I ask that all the time because as bad as my generation is, and if you're a millennial out there and you're listening and you're like, come on, Grace. Come on, man. I'm right there with you. My listeners are exempt, okay? But you got to admit, some of us are, we could use a little improvement. But the Gen Z, the generation after me, oh my God, Lou, if you think the millennials are bad, the Gen Z, they are painful. The stuff they come up with. I'll see a funny video online and I'll look at the comments. They find a problem with everything. They are safe space, trigger warning people. And it's all they do all day. And I just don't know how anything gets done because they spend so much time being offended by everything. I don't know how they get anything done.
I don't either. Can I say one final thing?
Of course.
It's that, look, I'm looking. First of all, we've kept them out of school for about a year and a half. They're not learning anything. All they get is what they have when they're on TikTok or any other entertainment or whatever they get off of the internet, which is all indoctrination. Their entertainment is total garbage. I mean, you look at some of the stuff that comes out of Hollywood. Nobody even watches it. The whole entertainment business is going down the tubes, just like California is going down the tubes as a state. Everything is turning to garbage. It is truly a bizarro world that is created. And we have a bizarro president who doesn't even know what he's doing. We don't even know who the real president is. Somebody's going to have to wake up pretty soon. I'm telling you. And this thing about like not calling BLM terrorists or not calling Antifa terrorists and saying that the only terrorists are MAGA people, when we can see that the people who are attacking Asian Americans are not MAGA people, or people shooting police are not MAGA people and making the police enemies. This is really strange. It's getting to the point of total absurdity.
Lou, you're a great call, and you just hit so many points. I think a lot of people feel the same way you do, where it's kind of like, all right, when is enough enough? You know, when do we go back to real life here? When do people start worrying about real issues instead of climate? Did you hear about this, Jared? Climate Corps?
I did.
I know you've heard about the Marine Corps, but there's a new team in town, and they're the Climate Corps.
What do you think Climate Corps boot camp is like?
Oh my God, it's so much Greta over the speakers. Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But Lou, I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, I think every generation kind of feels like, oh, we are so screwed. We are so screwed. These kids nowadays. But I'm a kid, basically. I mean, maybe I'm a little bit older, but I still worry. I'm like, does anybody work? Everyone just seems to be on TikTok saying people are problematic. All right, we'll be back on the other side. We're going to hit everything, including McDonald's has a new burger, Tucker Carlson's monologue, and the Climate Corps, of course. It's the Grace Curley Show.